Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunnar Wardner, and this episode sees the return of a very popular guest from 2018. That's right, it's the return of entrepreneur, beauty mogul, motivational speaker, an all-round excellent human, Mally Roncal. Now, when Mally came on the show in 2018, it was magical. It was, for me personally, one of the most significant conversations I committed to audio that year. But also, spending that time with Mally was a really meaningful connection, and it left a really lasting impression on me, which is why I'm so glad we were able to get together and record another episode on one of her recent trips to London. Mally is a celebrity makeup artist who for years was the person who did Beyoncé's makeup. She's also worked with Celine. She's worked with my Spotify top 10 playlist. She went on to create her own brand and is a standout and sellout star on QVC all around the world. And most recently, she's collaborated with her friend, a certain RuPaul Charles, to create a really incredible collection of makeup. Trust me, I bought some of it and it is good stuff. With her husband, Phil, and her three daughters, her Instagram is never dull, and her at Positivity Preacher account is the You Can Do It boost everyone needs in their life. Yeah, she's magical. What can I say? So Mally and I had an hour together and we created a podcast, and then Mally asked me to take part in her Mally Morning Minute, which is something she does on Instagram every day, a little video. So it's either on her IGTV, it'll go on her lives. And we did some pics. And so we'd already recorded the podcast and I went up to her dressing room and she was kind of changing and getting ready to go on air. And we did all this as she was between shows, by the way. And we did pictures, we did videos, we did this, we did that. Mally changed, put on more lipstick. And then she ran out. She's like, I love you. I'll see you soon. And she ran out and was legit on air 20 seconds later, as if she just had the most awesome power nap and was fresh, revived and raring to go. This woman's store of energy is incredible and very inspiring. And really, it's like being close to a source of electricity when you're around her, because she hums with it. It's amazing. I think one of the reasons I enjoy spending time with Mally so much, both in the flesh and via her social media channels, is because when she's in your company, or when you're in her company, whichever way you look at it, everything is possible. Seriously, she's very special and she's so, so fun, as you'll hear. There's a lot of laughter in this episode. So what I hope you get from this show is what I feel when I hang out with Mally, which is to be inspired, to be motivated, to feel loved, to be entertained, and just in that good space where you feel great, because she can do that for people. She really can. We cover a lot of ground in this episode, including how to make your dreams come true, why a positive attitude is great but requires positive action to make progress, how to keep one's perspective when life may feel a bit crappy, how to ask for help and where to ask for help, and so much more. We also talk about that Mally-RuPaul collaboration. And there's a Ru love in, but what do you expect when I'm asking the questions? Come on, people. All of the links to Mally, to her makeup, to her Instagram accounts, etc., will be in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are downloading, streaming, listening to this episode. But I'm so pleased to say that Mally Roncal is back on The Emma Gunn Show. Mally Roncal is up in my house.
I just noticed you turned it down. Okay, so guys, I'm used to this. It's like wherever I go, you have to turn the volume actually down or you'll blow people's ears off.
The mic is a little bit hot, shall we say.
As is the voice in the mic. I love you. You look beautiful.
Nice
and
you.
You're glowing and you're stunning. And those eyes, which I just can't take.
Hey, sis.
Yeah.
That is because I watched every single hour of the Mally RuPaul collab out of loyalty. I was tweeting, trying to get people to go and watch it, and then Pippa read out my tweet.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. And then we had a love fest on Emma on live national television on QVC UK, which was the best.
I wasn't mad at it.
I can give you some hot breaking news.
I would like all of that, please.
Okay, get ready, because I'm about to blow your mind. We just signed RuPaul again for another year.
I know.
You're literally the first person to hear that. You're the first person, because it happened yesterday.
I am so excited. I love, because I think as well, okay, the makeup. Let's just talk about the fact the makeup is freaking awesome.
Thank you.
Face Defender is magic.
Thank you.
You are a witch.
I love that. Thank you.
But it's not just about the collaboration in terms of the products that you get. If you actually watch the energy of those cells, it's like going to church.
It is going to church. Well, and Rue is, you know, the preacher. I really do just let him be him and stand back. I mean, you know, thank you, Jesus, the QVC UK customer. Mm-hmm. She knows me. The QVC US customer, she knows me. Mm-hmm. I've been around for 15 years. And, you know, the world does know RuPaul. But truth be told, the QVC customer might be new to him. Mm-hmm. And I was so, oh my gosh, so grateful and so thankful that she and he mm-hmm. received him as well as they did. Mm. I mean, we sold out like bananas, crazy. We had to hurry and make more stuff because it all went. And I think, yes, it was obviously because the product is incredible, but they just fell in love with him. They fell in love with him, and it's not really hard to do.
But it was just the energy of this, there was so much positivity coming off the screen. And obviously, since you were last on the show, you've started your positivity preacher.
Yes.
And you were doing way more motivational speaking.
Yes. It's so exciting. Oh my gosh. Well, so here's the deal. Obviously, everybody knows I've been, not everybody, if you don't know, I will not assume. If you don't know, I've been a celebrity makeup artist for 20-something years. I'm going to be 48 in January, which is just like, hello, where'd the time go? But I've been a celebrity makeup artist for 20-something years. Mally Beauty has been 15 years old. But here's the thing. It's so funny when you really sit back and reflect on your life. And my husband, Phil, who is a huge part of, gosh, everything that we do, he always says and has been saying for years that makeup has just been the vehicle for what my truth is, which is loving people, lifting people up, cheerleading for people, wanting them to live their best life. Yes, of course, on the outside looking beautiful, but even more importantly, on the inside. And it all, you know, it's funny, like when you get to a certain age, or as RuPaul says, when you've been on the earth for as many years.
300 years.
300 years, darling. It is funny how when you reflect back, how everything really does line up in a way that makes sense, even though at the time you didn't know it.
Yeah.
So if you even think about the fact that I was the spokesperson for Sephora when I had the idea, well, you know, when I really wanted to start Mally Beauty. But I chose a different delivery. I chose a different retail outlet, which was QVC. Why? Because I wanted to be the person to communicate not only the products, but I knew that in there, I could also sneak in a little bit of the, you need to love yourself, you are worthy, you are beautiful inside and out. And it's incredible how even years later, it cannot contain itself. What is your truth? What is what you are meant to be on this earth will come out regardless of how you try to push it or you try to move it or you try to say, I mean, look at you. Same thing, right? You are a beauty editor, right? And you're doing way more than editing beauty, Miss Thing. Okay. You too, lifting people up, bringing them to church, bringing them to places where they can look within themselves. And I am just so proud of you for that.
Oh, thank you. So I feel like, what you put is a gift with purchase.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
The positivity, the feel good. It's like your GWP.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Can I steal that?
Of course. I also have something else for you to steal. On the way here, I had this brainwave. So your first product on QVC was Shimmer, Shade, and Glow.
Yes.
Shimmer, Shade, and Glow.
Yes.
So I thought a three-stage motivational day where your shimmer is your natural talent.
Oh, my God.
Your shape is building your idea into something tangible, and your glow is going off and executing it.
I'm dying. Oh, my God. Okay. You heard it here. Only if you promise to come and speak at it.
Obviously.
Obviously. She's like, I had the idea, bitch. All right. So I'm going to come and do it.
I'll be the MC.
Yes. Emma Guns, you're a freaking genius.
Welcome to Mally Wonka's Shimmer, Shape, and Glow. I mean, come on.
It's insane.
I can see it now.
I totally could see it now. I'm dying right now. That is incredible. I mean, listen, it's so funny because I'm always going to love beauty. I mean, beauty is what brought me, and I will never not be that girl who's in the Sephora or the Ulta or whatever, the Boots, and not standing there and playing and looking. But it is all for a bigger purpose, for a bigger reason. And yes, I feel so excited for what Positivity Preacher is. And, you know, it's so funny. What is it about you? Is it the eyes that I tell you all my secrets?
Maybe.
I love it. The Positivity Preacher idea is actually many years old. It was just something that I had in my back pocket. And I will tell you, I was driving one day and I was listening to Joel Osteen, who is, do you know, guys know who he is here? Joel Osteen is an American, I guess we'll call him a preacher. He's a preacher, pastor. He's incredible. Really, you would love him. And he has this Southern accent, which, you know, obviously with Phil, I have a little bit of
a weakness.
Exactly. Thank you. But he's just so smart and so positive and so strong. And I will often listen to him on Sirius Radio. Do you have that here too? Okay.
So we probably have it on podcast, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And he has a podcast. And I was listening to him and I was just lifting myself up and, you know, I was having a rough day and, you know, I was like, he was taking me to church, literally. And I was like, gosh, this is just such a dream of mine as well. Again, I do it in my own way on QVC or any chance I get, you know, with my Mally Morning Minutes, which is actually now becoming just a Mally Minute because shit, I try so hard to do it in the morning, but it's so crazy. But you know, and I said, gosh, I wish that I could find like this name for it, of what we can do to, you know, everything needs like a brand,
yeah,
right? And that's the other thing too. I love branding. I love all of that. You know, creating some kind of an experience for a customer. I promise I'll let you talk one day.
No. I don't come this way to him. They don't listen to my voice. They want to hear you.
But I love branding. I am an entrepreneur to the bone. You know, I love all of that. So I was like, God, we need a thing. And I just kept going like, you know, I love Spiritual Gangster. That's a brand. Do you know? Do you have that here? It's a yoga brand of clothing. I was like, God, such a great name. And, you know, I was going, I was like, what is it about? Who are we? We are positivity. And we preach positivity. And it's a positivity preacher. And, like, almost ran off the road. Like, literally had to pull over. Poor Phil, because we always say, and we have a lot of women friends of ours that are all like us, right? Mm-hmm. That are just constantly, the brain is going. Mm-hmm. And the words that frighten our significant others the most is, I have an idea, right? And I called him and I said, I have an idea. And he was like, okay, I'm bracing for impact. And I said, we are positivity preachers and we gotta, and I like Googled it and the whole thing and no one had it. Mm. And I was like, it is mine.
It's ours.
Yes, that's right.
I wanted to ask you about this, actually, because listeners to this podcast will know that earlier this year I had a health scare and I did a show about it and I had 10 days between, you know, there might be an issue and finding out there wasn't. And
thank you, Lord.
Thank you. My perspective, obviously, my whole lens on life completely changed. And I did think about you quite a lot during those 10 days because I feel it reminded me of our original conversation and the lens that you had on your life. When you were growing up. I'm sorry, I don't want to upset you.
No, I'm just worried about you, but I'm so glad.
No.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't like, it's so funny. When we talk about things like that, I'm so sensitive and I am such an empath that I will sometimes remember how I was feeling at that point and then get that emotional wave again. So I'm just so grateful that everything is good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we all have daily reminders of how truly blessed we are to be on this earth. Should I turn it?
Okay. No, that's fine.
Truly blessed we are to be on this earth. You know, long story short, someone I've known for years, not in contact every day, but, you know, through QVC US, a makeup artist, you know, known her for years. One day I open up Facebook. She was diagnosed with cancer and 10 days later was gone at 39 years old with a one-year-old child.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, literally the things that hit you in the gut where you have to say, first you pray for that family and you pray for that child. And then you go, okay, this is not a dress rehearsal, as they say. This is your time. Mm-hmm. And you have to look at your life right this minute and say, at the end of your life, wherever that is, did I do everything I was supposed to do? And then get your ass in gear. Mm. You know what I mean? It's real easy to sit around and watch Netflix, which, you know, we can all do sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it has to be a part of your life. It has to be scheduled in. Mm-hmm. I just had the pleasure and the honor, oh my gosh, of being a part of this 3-day business conference. Mm. Yes, Rachel Hollis, who I believe I would love you two to get together.
Yes.
She is coming here to do an event in London. She's doing a rise in London. Yeah, I know. You just swallowed your tongue. I saw that. I know. You have to get together. I will make the connection.
Facilitate.
Yeah. So it was incredible because not only was I so blessed and honored to even just be there, I was surrounded by the heaviest hitters of personal and business development. Mm-hmm. Like I was, when I wasn't on that stage, I was sitting in the audience taking notes. And I mean, obviously her husband, Dave Hollis, Amy Porterfield, Brendan Bouchard, I mean like Tom Bilyeu, like the list goes on and on. You're just like Trent Shelton. I was like, Phil and I were like, you know, banging our heads against the wall, like, what is happening? But it's funny, Brendan said something on stage about, do I watch TV? Because, you know, you look at these people and you're like, well, you use your time so wisely, like every minute counts, you know. So do I watch TV? Yes, I watch TV, but I schedule it in. I make it a part of my day. I make it a part of, because you have to, if you don't live with intention and you don't live with, you know, with meaningfulness, you know, we can all sit there and scroll mindlessly through Instagram. Mm. And I have really worked hard on not doing that myself, because it'll steal your day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's very difficult not to. So I think making plans for a meaningful life and doing it with intention is really the only way that you can get to the places you want to go.
Because I think sometimes there's a misconception that free time, i.e. like, oh, I've got this weekend and I have nothing to do. Oh, I'm so looking forward to it.
Right.
Most people will get to the end of that weekend and think, I wasted it.
Right.
Actually, there's a lot of joy in scheduling and being organized, yes. Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Organized fun.
Exactly. Organized fun. And if you do want to just sit there and do nothing or read a trashy book or watch whatever, you know what I mean? Make that a part of your day. I mean, listen, again, it's funny. We laugh because my husband, Phil, he is really a cheerleader. And he is like, go, and he'll get in your face and you got this. And he's like, you're going to make it and it's going to be awesome. I mean, our girls, our three daughters, we're all like, yes, we can do it, because you're yelling it that we can do it. We know. I love it. Thank you. And I am similar, but I have a much different delivery system. Mine is much more like, you got this. If you want it, but if you don't, well, let's sit and eat chips and talk for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that there's a good balance in that, you know, because you do have to have a little time where you're just, you know, free to just be.
Yeah.
And do some shopping.
Do some shopping. Always. Yes. Now, the other thing that you've said previously, which I really want to unpick because I think it's really helpful for listeners, is... you are a positivity preacher, which we have established.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that you wake up every morning and your levels are always at 100%. Like, it takes work.
Yes.
So what, it's not always easy to be positive. It can be a bitch.
No.
What constitutes, what makes positivity when you're at like 20% and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to get on this flight. Yeah. I don't want to have to sell another thing on live TV. I'm irritated.
Yes.
What do you...
Yes, to lift it up. Mm. Okay, I'm going to say something and you're going to want to reach through the podcast screen. Don't break your phone. Don't throw it across the room when I say this, because it's going to sound so fucking cliche, but I'm just going to say it and then I'm going to explain.
Mm-hmm.
I go to where my dad has put into my brain a couple things. He'll say, and I'm going to do it in my Filipino accent. Okay, Melissa, so you don't want to do this. You don't want to go to work. You don't want to leave Bill and the girls. I understand. But consider the alternative. Mm. So when you think about that and you truly live in the present moment, do I wake up shitting roses out my butt every morning? The answer would be no. Well, I would say maybe yes. Bill would disagree. Okay, I'm sorry. Just kidding. But considering the alternative, that's one thing. And really just saying, okay, maybe this isn't exactly what I want to do today. Mm. And you do get sad. You do have moments of depression. You do get moments of anxiety, irritation. That's natural. You would be a freak of nature if you were always happy. Am I happy most of the time? And the answer would be yes. And it's only because I keep in mind so clearly the gratitude that I have for what I have. And I've had a lot of people come to me and say, well, that's great, Mal. Okay, great. Because, you know, you've got your this and everything's great. And da, 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 da. First of all, I want to start by saying it's not as perfect as it looks on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, even I'm going to show you my highlight reel. Okay. I will not always tell you how hard it is trying to navigate three young girls. The twins are turning 13. Mm. I know. And everybody said to me, be careful. And I said, not my girls, my girls are going to be perfectly fine. You know, Sophie working through her LGBTQ issues, which we have really has been an incredible journey. And we're in a fantastic place because she knows she's safe and honored for who she is. We deal with, you know, a lot of other normal, I think, kind of teenager depression levels and things like that. Mental health is a huge conversation in our home. So getting back to how do you do it, there's always something to be grateful for. And I think if we look at it on a very, on a much smaller scale, like if you sit there and go like, well, I don't have $1 billion and I don't have a mansion and I don't have this and that's what would make me happy. But do you have a dog that you go home to every day that is so excited to see you? Do you have a favorite meal that when you eat it, it literally, it just makes you moan. It tastes so good. Do you have, you know, a person in your life that you're grateful for? Those are the things that will literally change your frequency, take you to a higher vibration level that will then, we all know this, will then bring more positive energy into your life. I personally, you know, had a situation in my life recently that was very, very difficult to deal with. And it was a daily thing that I was fighting and it was starting to affect me physically. And even as much as I would try, it's funny, I realized that I was being a positivity preacher and I was saying, it's fine. It's fine. It's good. This is the way it's supposed to be. But inside, I was not truly forgiving the situation. I was saying it, okay, but I wasn't actually doing it. And I had an epiphany, which I won't get into because we don't have 7 hours. But then I said, I have to forgive. And when I did, and I truly put love on that situation, Emma, it was almost instantaneous how all of a sudden everything started to go in a completely different direction. And then this phone call came and that phone call came and that opportunity showed up. And I was like, wow, like forgiveness is powerful.
There's a really fascinating study that's been done about the art of forgiveness and how in this particular study, it matched the brainwaves. When you are in a state of forgiveness, your brainwaves match those of monks who have been meditating for years. And I'm doing that absolutely no justice whatsoever, that story. But I'll put the link to the video. There's a video in the show notes.
Oh, I want
to
see that.
I'll send it to you. The power of forgiveness. And also what I think is really interesting is I was listening to a podcast the other day and people wrong us, maybe not intentionally, maybe not maliciously, but it can be really hard to move forward. And there was a technique and it was imagine something amazing happening to you. So imagine you getting your highest career accolade, another QVC beauty award or a Grammy, whatever your highest the heart desires wants. Imagine you getting that, and now imagine that person winning it, and imagine you being as happy for them as you would be for yourself.
I just got chills.
Hard work though, right?
Very hard work. You're like, fuck that. No, but I'm sorry. That's terrible.
No, that's perfect. Because that's what happens terrible. The first time you try it.
Yeah, it is. It's honey, it's work. It's work. It's not easy. And it's real. Well, you know what is easy? To let the negativity seep in and sour your soul. It's easy because it's everywhere. You know, it's everywhere. And you have to avoid it. I have done a huge unfollowing on Instagram.
Yes.
I don't know if we talked about that last time because I had to. Because I was looking again at everybody's highlight reel. Well, why not me? Well, why not me? I don't understand. And everybody does it. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, everybody does it. But it really is everything, anyone who's listening right now, if you could please just go to your social media and remove anything that is not going to take you to the highest vibration possible.
It's the same thing you said on this show last time, which was, I will not be around people who make me feel like shit. Mm-mm. And Instagram allows you to keep those people in your atmosphere, in your orbit.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? Mm. Like, I think about that. As like when I was a young girl, we obviously didn't even have remote controls for the TV to get your ass up and change a channel. Okay. I remember our first remote control. It was like a box like this and it had like a click.
Mm-hmm. Clicker.
Yeah. And the thing would move oh my God. Anyway. And the only way that you would be around people that made you feel bad was if you were physically in the same room with them.
Yeah.
And if you didn't want to be, if you were a strong enough person to get away from them, then guess what? You'd be away from them. Mm. But now you can be around negative people all the time just by looking at your screen. Mm. And I worry for my girls. You know, my girls beg me for social media. And I am... like, and they're so mad at me too. They're like, you're mean. You have social media. I'm like, yes, I'm also half a century.
A businesswoman.
Exactly, you're old. And it's fine. But, and I think at a certain point, you have to know how to handle it and make it healthy for you. Because it can be a very healthy, powerful tool to lift you up.
Yeah, yeah.
It can also be something that could send you into a deep depression if you don't watch it.
But I think the thing about Instagram that I think we sometimes forget is that it's an opportunity to curate a feed of pictures that you like.
Yes.
So if you like flowers,
yes,
follow accounts about flowers.
Yes.
If you like Disneyland.
Yes.
But if the girl that you're in a class with or someone that you work with or a colleague makes you feel like crap when you spend time with them, follow them and then meet them. Because that's what I do.
There you go.
I follow and mute.
It's the best. Now everyone's looking at their Instagram going, Sam, I'm
And the great thing is when you mute, you can't tell.
Isn't that the... Exactly. I'm going to tell you, someone taught me that trick and I... Really? Mm. I was like, thank you. You just changed my game. You just changed the game, yeah.
But also spiritually, I think what you do with Positivity Preacher, see how I bring it back, is you allow people through what you put out in the world to mute the negativity from other people because you allow that sort of channel that you're helping them create in their brain gets deeper and deeper.
Yes.
And so the negativity doesn't have space in there.
Yeah, there's no space. And, you know... Look, let's be honest. I got to tell you, my kids are very, very helpful in this world to me for teaching me about this whole Positivity Preacher because, you know, we talked about this and people always ask me, how are you so positive all the time? Mm. Look, I'm going to be honest. It did not come from a healthy place. Mm. And I'm going to explain, you know, you and I have talked about my mom and talked about how... she was diagnosed with breast cancer before I turned a year old. And they gave her 6 months. We lived for 17 years. Mm. She lived every single day as if it were her last. It was the scariest childhood and the best childhood I could have ever dreamed of because we lived those 17 years. I mean, but I do believe a little bit of that positivity was... manufactured by this child because I never wanted her to be sad. Mm. I never wanted her to see me sad because I didn't know what we had. So I always, I don't want to say forced myself to be happy. I think it was my duty. I wanted it to be my job for her to say, you raised a happy kid. You raised a grateful kid. I'm going to show you every single day. That said, I also noticed, even with her sickness, that she was a positive person. Mm. And that positivity, I believe, is what helped her health. That positivity was also, I believe, what helped people fall in love with her. That was also very interesting to me, to see this effervescent, joyful, happy, loving woman walk into a room and everyone freeze and stop and not be able to take their eyes off of her. I was like, ooh, I want to do that too. That's very nice, all that love she's getting. And it was a magnet, you know, that positivity. So it was always a part of my life, whether it was created out of necessity. It has served me well, and I'm grateful for it. And I think that there is a way to teach it, you know. I haven't figured that out yet. We're working on it.
Well, you're doing it already.
Yeah, you know, by trying to live by example. And I do have days where I have conflicting mind thoughts and, you know, what is this? Do I have imposter syndrome? Of course I do. Do I have am I not good enough syndrome? Yes, I do. Do I have all of it?
Mm.
And that's when I talk to my angels and my spirit guides and the ones who have gone before us and the ones that are all around us and that are sitting in this room with us right now, because I can feel them. You have very strong spirit guides. You know that, right?
That's one of the first things you said to me ever. You walked into the room and you were like, empath.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of people around you.
You do. There's a lot. You glow from it. Really.
Thank you.
And it's, you know, I guess I hear it and I can see it on your Instagram because I don't mute you. But in person, it's really powerful.
Oh, thank you.
Really.
But that does, it's almost as if you read my mind, because you said the spirit guides, the angels who are in the room right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to say to you, and just for listeners' benefit, you don't have to have a special room in the house with little, you know, plinky plonky things that you chime together and then to access them. You can be in a queue, you know.
Yes, at Marks and Spencer's. We just went to M&S. They have the best yogurt there.
M&S for life.
I mean, come on. Like, come to America. Come on. What are you waiting for? Yeah, you can be in a queue at M&S.
Mm.
You can be driving in your car. You can be sitting on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in any situation, and all you have to do is ask.
Mm.
And they will come running to your aid.
I've now got shivers, because last time you were on the show, I told you, and I feel much further through all of it than I was back then, because it was just over a year ago. But when I was struggling with depression, it was something Rue said. And it was like, you have people who are there to help you. You just have to ask them.
That's
obviously on the What's the Tea podcast.
What? Who knew that What's the Tea would give you so much?
So much.
So much. No. He is a huge believer in that. I mean, I learned. Talk about being around a light.
Mm.
Let's have a RuPaul conversation. literally... one of, if not the most elevated spirits I have ever encountered in, it's so funny. He's a drag queen. He's big, physically tall, and big personality. But when you're sitting in a room with him, it is almost like being with a spirit. He is so guided. And so smart. And, you know, it's so funny, so humble, because everything he says, that you're literally hanging on every word he says because it's so insightful and inspirational. He will say every time, I didn't make this up. I just read it. It stuck with me and I needed it for myself. So I'm just giving it to you. You know, when he says things like, the universe is saying to you, I will be whatever you want me to be. I'm just waiting for you to tell me what to do.
And it was that one thing, like, you just have to ask for help. And I remember distinctly saying, okay, I need some motherfucking help. And here's the thing. Sorry, spirit guides, if you don't like bad language.
Guess what? They all do.
I am who I am. But do you have any advice for listeners about how to ask for that help, and how it might seem bonkers to sit there sort of in your own head going, okay, I know you're listening,
yeah,
but goddamn motherfucker, I need some help.
Yeah, do what Emma just said. That's actually exactly how to do it. It's exactly how to do it. You know what? I encourage everyone to get out of their ego and get out of that. You feel so stupid sometimes, right? You're sitting there. Number one, you're putting yourself in a vulnerable place. Who cares? Nobody knows. Mm. You know what I mean? You feel weak. You feel scared. You feel afraid. Mm. You feel insecure. Nobody needs to know that but you and your energies, right? So how do you do it? Exactly what Emma just said. You say, I need help.
Mm.
Three words, and they will rush to your side. And sometimes, it's so funny, I will get a feeling of shivers down my spine because I know I can feel it. The other thing, and I've discussed this so many times, look for signs. They will give you visual, smelly, what is that word? What does it mean when
sense.
You... Scent, thank you,
thank
Dawn.
Thank you, Dawn.
Scents. They will give you sounds. They will play the song. Mm-hmm. They will do... my mother is yellow roses. Every time I see a yellow rose, it is her sign to me that everything will be okay, or I hear you. I see Emma a yellow rose, one form or another, every single day. And not just a rose. Like, I'll be... you know, checking out at M&S, and the checkout woman will have a yellow rose pin on her shirt. I was walking down Fifth Avenue in New York City the other day, passing Prada, and there was a skirt in the window, white with yellow roses. That was a sign that Mom wanted me to go buy the skirt. Until I saw the price tag. And then I said, never mind. But that, it's a sign.
Mm.
It's not a coincidence. It is put in your visual field for a reason. Mm. They want you to see it. A friend of mine, his father passed away. And his father was a cigar smoker. And every single time he's hurting or there's a thing, he says, Mally, you won't believe it. I'll be sitting in a room alone and I'll get a whiff of cigar smoke.
Mm.
And I know that that's him saying, we got this. Mm. I'm with you. We can make this happen. But you have to, here's the thing, you have to look for it. Mm. It's not going to hit you over the head. Sometimes it will. Mm. Sometimes it'll be like, wow. That was a shocker. Okay, I'll take it. But sometimes you do have to look for it. And there's no shame in that game, looking for the signs. I think that's beautiful.
A friend of mine read something recently, and they said, next time you leave the house, imagine that everything that you see has been made for you. Right? So go with me. So like, and it's not the way that we would normally feel, because 90% of the time we're on autopilot or... Mm-hmm. You know, sure. It's not the way the brain thinks, but they were just like, walk down the high street next time you're like, if you're on your lunch break from work, and just imagine that everything that you see is a sign for you to see and see how differently you look at the world.
Wow. I love that.
I'm going to be doing the Chiswick High Road in a minute.
Exactly. Does that mean I have to go get the Prada skirt?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll put a GoFundMe so everyone can. I'm just kidding. A friend of mine, another quick one, which I love. A friend of mine told me, and I know Dawn's sitting here. She's so mean. You know, she at some point is going to make me leave.
We've got time.
Yeah, we've got time. So I love this story because a friend of mine, she is a model friend from QVC in the U.S., And she said she was out with her landscaper. So, you know, she hired this guy, this big burly guy who, like, you know, does the rocks and plants trees and all this kind of stuff.
I'm going to need to see a photo, Mally.
Exactly. Thank you. And he's walking around her property and they're saying, okay, we want to put a tree there. We want to put some flowers here, da, 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 da. And she's noticing that as he's walking, there's this like little flock of butterflies literally following this big giant man all over the property. And she said it was so strong. She couldn't ignore it. And she had to say to this guy, she's like, do you realize that there's a flock of butterflies flying all around you wherever you go? And he said, oh, yes, that's my mom. And she said, what? Because, you know, you'd expect that from, like, you or me. It's like, it's my mother following me in butterflies. He's like, no, since she died, there's butterflies around me everywhere I go. And I just thought, it can affect everyone. I know your listeners are primarily women. Mm. But it's anyone who is looking for help and looking for guidance and looking for reassurance. It doesn't matter who you are. It's there for you. Mm. And they are waiting to help you, but you have to be aware and be ready for it. Children see, you know, spirits all the time. I heard a friend of mine, Teresa Caputo. She's a Long Island medium. It's a show in the U.S. and she's fantastic.
I've never seen the show, but I know her from Snatch Game.
Yeah. Of course you do. You know the drag queen version of Teresa. She's fantastic. She's the real deal. She's incredible. If you can watch it, watch it. It's life-changing. But she did... she said children and dogs, you know, they have it. It's, and, you know, you can lose it, you know. Mm. I won't get into it, but, you know, one of our girls from the day she was born saw everything. And I'll never forget her as a baby, how she would look around me when I would be nursing
her. Is it Vivian?
It's Pilar, which is my mother's name. And she would sit there, and she'd be a little girl, and she'd be talking to me, 3 years old, and she'd say, and Mommy, I think I love this Barbie doll, and I like this one, and Mommy, who's that lady behind you? And I'd be like, what lady? There's no lady anywhere. And she'd say, oh, it's a lady, and she's beautiful, and she looks just like you, and she has the same smile, and she just told us that she loves us.
I know.
And I would be shivering with fear and yet so grateful because I knew that was my mom. Mm. You know, just showing herself to the open portal that was there to see it. And there's 100 more of those stories.
I can imagine. Yeah. And on this podcast, I've previously spoken about there's a real shtick for self-care.
Yeah.
And I am going to make a point here.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, rub this crystal or, you know, say this affirmation. And they can be quite empty.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to my listeners, please don't delegate your mental health or your physical health to a crystal.
Please.
Because that's not going to do you any good. That's my...
Yeah.
And also science.
Sure. Exactly.
You've said before, and it's actually the story about when you were on the shoot with Beyonce for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, well, I could do the full face of makeup that everyone else does on her, or I could do my makeup and that'll take 10 minutes. And I remember you saying in another interview, so I went outside and I called Phil.
Yeah.
But I knew before I made that call what I was going to do.
Yes.
So, and it sort of comes back to the spirit guides and the angels. Actually, it's all you, right?
It's all you. It's all in you.
Mm.
And it is, you know, I'm not saying that it's not real. I'm not saying that it's not a part of my every single day. But it is all within your own spirit.
Mm.
I love crystals. I love pictures of angels. I love the little dingy bells. I've got them all. But I do it because it makes me feel Good. It makes me feel connected to me.
Yeah.
We are incredibly powerful beings, and we are born with everything that we need to know.
Mm.
We block ourselves. We block ourselves. And that's why I am such a huge fan of anything that you need. And it's what you need.
Mm.
What you need is different from what I need. Mm-hmm. What I need is different from what Dawn needs. Mm-hmm. But it's our job on this earth to figure out what those things are. And you can try to shove it down somebody's throat.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, Phil and I, as best friends, as soulmates, as, you know, lovers, as, you know, as we are completely two different people. And we work out differently. We like, you know, different forms of, you know, self-help or self-realization or whatever, whatever it takes. And then your job is to find your own and respect everyone else's around you. Mm. You can give suggestions to people because I think I want suggestions.
Mm.
And if it's meant for you, it's going to stick.
Yeah.
Right? It's so funny. I used to want to feel like I had all my shit together. Mm. I wanted the world to think that I was, and you and I have talked about the alopecia thing and about how, you know, sometimes, well, look, I always want everyone to think that I've got it all together. Now I'm at the point where I just want the world to know what a freaking mess I am and how faith and God and working on myself has changed everything.
Well, you've said something really interesting about the alopecia, which is you were faking it, so it was all internalized, and your body finds a way to express it.
That's right.
Expressed it by
making all my hair fall out. It was so funny, and I wanted to blame everything else. I was like, oh, it's, and Phil said this the other day, because it literally took me years. Because I still was blaming, oh, I was low on iron. Oh, I wasn't getting enough this. I started doing this. And I actually was still saying it up until just recently. And the other day, I said it out loud. I said it was my stress. I was faking it to the world that everything was fine, that I could handle anything, that I am superwoman. I was so afraid to let everybody know that I wasn't perfect, that I would blame all the other things. And I said it out loud, and I said it, and then my stress found a way out, whether I wanted it or not. And he almost fell on the floor. He said, oh no, you did. You just said it. And I said, oh my God, I did. Because I was saying it in my head, but I wasn't saying it out loud. Your stress, the anxiety, which is my new thing that I'm saying, because I used to say your anxiety. And ironically, somebody on Instagram, I posted something about your anxiety. And one of my followers wrote back respectfully, Mally, don't call it your anxiety. Call it the anxiety, because then it's not a part of you. And I was like, ooh, I like that. Because then it becomes a thing that you can work on and overcome and take away. When it's yours, then it's a part of you forever. So,
true.
Right?
So,
see, there's wisdom on Instagram. it will find its way out of you if you don't address it. And it will do it physically, and it's going to do it in a way, it'll do it mentally, obviously, and it's going to do it a way where it kicks you in the face. It's going to go to the place, and I know I've said this before, but it chose my hair. It chose my physical looks, my vanity, because that's where I know.
That's your Achilles heel.
It knows it's my Achilles heel, because I go on TV and I sell beauty and I always am put together, and I have, which if you watch my Instagram stories on Mally Roncal, you know that I do not always have it together. 90% of the time, I have my Coke bottle glasses.
I love your glasses and your bun.
Well, thank you. My glasses and bun. It's like my, it's the real deal. That's like the Clark Kent. And then this thing, whatever, is the Superman, right? But side note, I know I'm jumping all over the place, but I just need to give another RuPaulism.
Mm-hmm.
Where RuPaul said that, you know, when he would get into the drag, that was his Superman, right? And when he found out that someone said that you, it's almost like Dorothy with the shoes. Even when you're not, you always have the power. You always have the power. And that I love.
Mm.
So the Clark Kent, the Superman, it's all the same. It's just, again, you're born naked and the rest is drag. I literally just only speak in RuPaul words.
Me too. And then every time I listen to a podcast back, I'm like, you are a middle class English woman. And it sounds terrible. Stop doing it. But it just, my internal monologue is basically
yeah, exactly.
Rude.
Sure. So. Why not? But yes, so you have to address it or it's going to find its way out in a way you don't want to.
Mm.
And I think that is the magic of the human mind and the psyche and the body. Mm. It all works together.
I was looking at your social media feeds this morning, Mally Roncal, Phil and Mally, and also Positivity Preacher.
Thank you.
And a lot of them, like when I wake up, it's usually one of the first ones that I see. When I instantly pick up my phone and check it.
That's not a mistake.
No, exactly. Yes. And I think the one this morning was about whatever happens today, like it's what is what God intended or something. And then I was looking at some other bits and we've talked about, you know, scheduling when you watch TV. And I just sort of, again, this whole shtick of self-care, finding your true self is one thing.
Mm.
And then waiting for God to make it happen or whoever your spirit guide is.
Yeah.
Is a separate thing, right? Mm-hmm. But in the middle, you have to be doing something.
Yes, that's great. And I
just read that shtick a lot on social media of like, if you just put it out into the world, it will come back.
Mm.
Well, no, you have to hustle and you are one hustler.
Well, I love you. And that's the reason why if you read, I always write. Because sometimes I do look at that post and say, you know, God's going to make this change for you today. And I think to myself out loud, I don't want to post that. I do. My heart says to post that, but I don't want people to think exactly that. Oh, good. I'm just going to sit here and, you know, get my nails did and eat some potato chips and watch some TV and God's going to make this, you know, miraculously show up at my door. That's not how it works. So I always will say, keep the faith, do the work. Because you gotta do the work.
Should we just do RuPaul again?
Exactly. You better work. Exactly. Thank you.
It's so true.
It is so true because it's not gonna show up at your front door.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit guides, your energies, whatever we want to call it, has put this desire in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not saying I'm going to do it for you. You need to get up off your ass and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I also love having a journal, having a place to write it down. Are you a writer downer? Yeah, you have to write it down.
In the morning.
Yeah, me too.
Writing it down makes it real.
Writing it down makes it real. And you know what? It took me years to figure that out. It's funny. Let me tell you something else funny. Going back into the life. So I've always been a big advocate for writing it down. And back in my celebrity makeup artist career, which I still have, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. The hustle, the grind. Mm. No Mally Beauty, just on the road.
Living Beyoncé, Celine's life.
Exactly, like, yes. I found my old journals from those days. Fascinating. Because I wrote down every celebrity I wanted to do. I wrote down the looks I wanted to create for them. I wrote down all these things. I wrote down, I want to make Mally Beauty. I want to do, right? All of this stuff. I had it written down and it came to fruition. Then, I'm just going to say this, life got crazy, started Mally Beauty, had three kids. That practice, and it's a practice, fell away because
And you can blame every reason under the sun. It's easy. We're all, as humans, we're great at that, making excuses. And I stopped doing it. And wouldn't you know that the things that I was wanting in my brain, I'm pointing to my brain, because in your brain you say it. It wasn't as easy. It wasn't showing up the way I wanted to. And then I had this thing, well, then I guess I'm just not lucky anymore. Okay, I guess this is the glory days are over. You know, that kind of thing. And I said, no, you know what the difference was? I was making it real by writing it down and setting that intention. And the minute I started that, not the minute, let's be honest. Because people, your listeners are going to be like, well, I wrote it down and it didn't happen. But it became real after getting back into the practice of making it happen.
It does. Writing it down makes it real.
Yeah.
And it sets the intention. It asks for help. It crystallizes what you want.
Exactly. And, I know your listeners are so, thank God, kind of above, you know, this vibration level, and they wouldn't have been attracted to you and your beauty inside and out and your spirit if they didn't want this kind of energy, or they're searching for something beauty-wise, inside, outside, all of it. But yes, listening to this, if someone would just turn, they'd be like, geez, Louise, this is the biggest bullshit I ever heard. But it's not. It is so powerful. And I would just ask everyone to at least try. You know what I mean? Because when it just swirls around in your brain like that, it doesn't have grounding, right? You have to do it.
It's like going to the supermarket and thinking, I need to go and get some food, and not having a list.
Yes. And then you walk out and you forgot the tampons. Again.
Or the cilantro.
Yes.
Or something that you needed.
Yes.
You have to be crystallized.
That's the thing, because I'll tell you, I'm saving it for something. I don't know why. It's a screenshot I did of the biggest lie I tell myself is that I don't need to write it down. That I'll remember it. Yeah, because I do. I'm always like, I don't need to write. I'll remember to go buy the guinea pig food when the guinea pigs are starving to death because I forgot to buy the guinea pig food. You have to write it down, you know, or even talk it into your phone.
True. Just something that just, as you say.
Yeah.
Now, we have come to the end of our time together, which is horrible really because this could be 3 hours.
Well, literally, we could be, I could just sit in your lap for like days.
I always say I'm furious when I see you're in London, and because you come in so quickly.
I do.
You fly in at night. You leave at night.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go to the airport and say hi.
We could do it sitting at the gate. It would be amazing.
That would be so much fun. The links to everything we've talked about, the social media feeds, everything will be in the show notes. This feels so short.
I know.
It's a delight to have you back on the show. Thank you so much.
I love you. I'm so proud of you and the work that you're doing. And you are truly living your destiny. And
thank you.
And you're affecting so many people with positivity and humor and joy and love and honesty. And I just cannot tell you how impressed and excited I am on the mark you're leaving on this world. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you. I'm going to make that my alarm clock. I wake up every morning and hear you tell me that.
And then also, you better work.
Thank you so much for listening. I really do hope that you enjoyed that conversation with Mally and I. If you want to get in touch with me, it couldn't be easier. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or DM me on social media. I'm at Emma Guns on Twitter and Instagram. Or you can go to the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. Click the link to join the Facebook forum and join 3,000, well, more than 3,000, thousands of other listeners to this podcast and have conversations about this episode, about other episodes, or just pose a question that you'd like them to weigh in on. It's a lovely, lovely place with lots of fellow excellent listeners. So please, please do join. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.